The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 11 trivia questions on horror movies to celebrate the start of October 2019. This is Trivia with Buds. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thank you so much for checking out my show. If you like trivia, if you play weekly trivia at a pub or a brewery or a bar near you, this is in the vein of those trivia nights. If you're brand new to the show, you'll get a little dose of trivia every single day. Sometimes it's me asking questions. Sometimes it's me interviewing somebody. Sometimes it's a phone call. Sometimes it's two people battling in different trivia topics. And sometimes I just rip the audio from one of my live trivia nights. So there's a little something for everybody. And I like to keep it fresh as much as I can on this podcast. So if you like trivia, tell a friend about the show. Tell them, hey, did you know this show comes out every single day? It's one of the only trivia podcasts that comes out daily in the world. And they'll go, no, I didn't know that. And then they'll click on it and they'll listen. And they'll be like, oh, this is kind of fun. I dig it. Thanks for sharing. That's what people like to say. Thanks for sharing. So thank you for doing that. Today's episode is about horror movies, a genre which I'm very fond of. I was more fond of it in high school and less fond of it now, but I still like a great horror movie every once in a while. So I think you'll have fun with today's episode to kind of celebrate the start of the fall season here. And if you want more horror trivia, here are just some other horror-related things we've done on the show in the past. I searched the word horror on my Libsyn hosting site, and it gives up gives the results of every time I've ever used that word in a title or a description. So we did on September 10th, we did 11 trivia questions on American Horror Story, if you like that TV show. Back in July, we did Little Shop of Horrors. Back in December, we did American Horror Story again with different questions. And then in November of last year, coming up on a year ago, we did 5 trivia questions on The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror from my friend Luke McKay, who listens all the time and loves The Simpsons. A little earlier than that, October 2018, Horror Movie Kills. And then all the way back in August of 2018, we did horror movies again, but it was just 5 questions that are going to be different from the ones you hear today. So enjoy today's episode. I think you will have a good time, and you will answer these questions. You could yell them out. You could write them down. You could play with a friend. However you want to do the show, it's up to you. You do you. And enjoy these 11 questions on horror. Here we go. All right, diving into some horror movie trivia. Head first, hopefully not towards like a scalpel or a some sort of machete. But here we go, we're diving in. Number one, what movie series features the fictional location of Camp Crystal Lake? Number one, what movie series features the fictional location of Camp Crystal Lake? Question number one. Question number two, Hell on Earth, Bloodline, and Inferno are all subtitles to films in what scary series? Number two, Hell on Earth, Bloodline, and Inferno are all subtitles to films in what scary series? Number two. Question number three, what 1974 film directed by Toby Hooper drew from the real-life cannibal Ed Gein? Number three, what 1974 film directed by Toby Hooper drew from the real-life cannibal Ed Gein? Number three. Question number four, what everyday item was used as the main promotional image in many posters for the film Us? Number four, what everyday item was used as the main promotional image in many posters for the film Us? Number four. Question number five, who plays Pennywise in the It movies from 2017 and 2019? Number five, who plays Pennywise in the modern It movies? Number five. Halfway through this quiz on horror movies, here comes number 6. What is Neve Campbell's character's first name in the Scream series? Number 6, what is Neve Campbell's character's first name in Scream number 6? Horror movies number 7, Halloween Resurrection from 2002, featured a role from what rapper? Was it DMX, Busta Rhymes, or Nelly? Number 7, Halloween Resurrection from 2002, featured a role from what rapper? DMX, Busta Rhymes, or Nelly? Question number 8, in what decade did the psychological thriller Rosemary's Baby first come out? Number 8, what decade was Rosemary's Baby first released? Number 8. Question number 9, after you watch the VHS tape in The Ring, how many days later will you die? Number 9, after you watch the VHS tape in The Ring, how many days later will she get you? Number 9. Question number 10, what kind of creatures are the basis of the movie Let the Right One In? Number 10, what kind of creatures are the basis of Let the Right One In? Number 10. And the bonus question for 2 points, who were the male and female leads in 2008's The Strangers? Remember that movie? For 2 points, who were the male and female leads in 2008's The Strangers? All right, boys and girls, those are your questions for horror movies. We'll be back in just a second with the answers. Don't turn out the lights. We're back with horror movies and their answers. Question number 1, what movie series features the fictional location of Camp Crystal Lake? That was, of course, Friday the 13th. Jason Voorhees, hockey mask, potato sack, he'll kill you. He's killed a bunch of people. Just don't have sex in a tent near his house. Number 1. Question number 2, Hell on Earth, Bloodline, and Inferno are all subtitles to films in what scary series? I've never seen one of them. I was always terrified of the boxes as a kid at the video store. Hellraiser. Number 2, Hellraiser. Number 3, what 1974 film directed by Tobe Hooper drew from the real-life cannibal Ed Gein? That was Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I think I've seen all those. Number 3, those are pretty gruesome. I was actually watching the first Texas Chainsaw Massacre on TV at a bar. I was hosting trivia about a year ago, and they had the setting on the TV that makes it look like a soap opera. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. It's like an auto scan type setting on a lot of TVs that people don't even realize is on. And whenever I point it out, they're like, I don't notice a difference. And I'm like, you're dumb. But if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. It's called the soap opera effect. And because that was on this TV at this bar, I didn't realize this was the first Texas Chainsaw. I was like, what is this new one? Because it looked like actors now dressed in 70s clothes because it was so like cleaned up and shiny, this movie. It was like sparkling. And this is a very gritty movie. So that TV totally jacked up my perception of this first Texas Chainsaw. Number 4, what everyday item was used as the main promotional image in many posters for the film Us? That was, of course, scissors, big golden shears held by like a gloved hand on the cover of the poster. Number 5, who plays Pennywise in It from 2017 to 19? That's Bill Skarsgård. Number 5, I was at a party yesterday for UCLA's radiation department. We did a party with them last year and this year, and the same guy was there, and he looks exactly like Bill Skarsgård, so I took a picture and sent it to my wife. Number 6, what is Neve Campbell's character's first name in the Scream series? Sydney Campbell. Hello, Sydney. Number 6. Number 7, Halloween Resurrection from 02 featured a role from what rapper? It wasn't DMX. It wasn't Nelly. That means it was Busta Rhymes, Trick or Treat, Mother, and then he kicks Michael Myers in the face. And there's a great slapstick comedy moment, not unlike a Scooby-Doo episode where there are two Michael Myers walking around, and one of them is Busta Rhymes, and he turns around and rips his mask off and starts poking the other Michael Myers and says like, hey, I'm supposed to be doing the scaring around here, because he doesn't realize it's the real one. And he kind of pokes him and he's like, get out of here. And then that Michael Myers just turns around and walks away like a subordinate, which is ridiculous. Number 8, in what decade did the psychological thriller Rosemary's Baby first come out? That was 1968. So that was the 60s. Roman Polanski, cool movie, not a cool guy. Number 9, after you watch the VHS tape The Ring, how many days later will you die? That's 7. 7 days later. Number 9, watch that tape if you can find a VCR these days. I bet she's having a hard time killing people that Ring Girl because no one has a VCR anymore. That's a hack joke. Number 10, what kind of creatures are the basis of Let the Right One In? Those are vampires. And I should just say a vampire. I don't think there's more than one vampire in that movie, but it's a little girl and she kills people. The bonus for 2 points, who were the male and female leads in 2008's The Strangers? I remember renting this movie the day it came out because it was the same day I got my dog Carver and he was about 9 months old. So he's almost as old as this movie. And that was Liv Tyler as the wife or the female lead in The Strangers. And her husband is Scott Speedman, who you would never know unless you watch like Felicity or something. I think he's on that show. Okay, that's it. Liv Tyler, Scott Speedman, those were your answers to some fun trivia questions here on horror movies. I hope you had fun answering those and playing along. I'm all hyped up. I'm ready to start my day. I'm drinking a lot of iced tea, as you can tell from the energy in my voice. And it's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Go to them for all your printing needs, fmdesignsinc.com. Click the link in the show notes. Where do Winnie the Pooh and his friends live? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was The Goblet of Fire, which was the fourth Harry Potter book. And your trivia team name of the day is Trivial Chainsaw Massacre. Trivial Chainsaw Massacre. Take that to the grave or to your next trivia night next time you play in October. If you want to win real money, playing real trivia, go to skillyworld.com and see all the cool stuff they got going on over there. It's a free app. It is a game that costs money to play, but your first game is free. skillyworld.com. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.